You're listening to On the Gonian, a news podcast from the Oswegonian. I'm your host, William Rogers. A university police investigation of recent burglaries in Cayuga has led to the arrest of an 18-year-old man. The burglaries were committed while students were asleep or outside of their dorms. University police advises residents to keep their doors locked whenever they're asleep or outside of their rooms in order to protect themselves and their belongings. Last Tuesday, club sports teams attended the SA meeting en masse in order to express their concerns over the recent budget cut. Last week, SA passed a bill which would effectively cut 54% of all club sport budgets. Many club sport teams are concerned as to how and where they will get the additional funding for their sports. SA senators responded to these concerns, explaining why they made this decision.
Director of Student Life, Health, and Safety, Corey Caesar.
Our budget cuts here are not against any of you guys at all. But like, we see what each and every club are doing. We see all of you guys. We want you to know that. It's not you guys that are the problem here. Like, we want you guys to succeed.
Former Oswego State professor Dwayne Aruza of Waterloo, New York, has been charged with sexual assault. He was arrested last Monday for engaging in sexual actions with a minor. The news came as a shock to the students that knew him. He had taught one semester at Oswego and had recently been teaching various English classes at Cayuga Community College. Cayuga has since terminated his employment. Last Wednesday, New York Times best-selling author and speaker Harlan Cohen gave a speech in Sheldon Ballroom. The speech, titled Getting Comfortable with the Uncomfortable, followed the theme of believing in yourself without the fear of risk or rejection. Many students left feeling inspired to follow their own dreams and passions. Harlan Cohen.
I had a rough first year in college, and I was really challenged, and no one ever told me it could be that way, and I thought it was me that was the problem. Change is uncomfortable, and just because you're not having the experience you want doesn't mean you're responsible or defective.
On Tuesday, the SUNY Oswego Chemistry Club held a webinar titled The Future of Food in Shinneman Center. The webinar focused on how the chemistry community is working to address some of the major food-related issues that humanity faces, including health, sustainability, global warming, poverty, and inequality. Following the recent snow days, many students questioned how the decision is made to cancel classes. According to Nicholas Lyons, the Oswego State Vice President for Administration and Finance, the administration consults a local meteorologist, Wayne Mahar, for the weather data. This data includes not only Oswego, but the surrounding areas down to Syracuse, as many students and professors commute to Oswego from the Syracuse area. The decision to cancel classes is made prior to 6 a.m. in order to ensure that classes are canceled in an orderly fashion and to give local media outlets time to spread the word. However, sometimes the weather changes and immediate actions are needed. Last Thursday, the decision to cancel classes came late because the weather forecast patterns changed and the snow came earlier than expected.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week.